Tanya lost her son last month. He took his own life. He was 18 years old?
Yes.
Okay. And Tanya, what did you want to ask Jan about your son, and his name is Angel?
That he's at peace and that he's watching over all of us, that we're having such a hard time with this.
Do you have a large family? Because, I mean, he's showing me 20 to 25 people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's not missing one of you, let me tell you. He's not missing one of you on that. So Angel said he struggled with being here for quite some time. I mean, like, he would have moments that he would be okay being here, and he would have moments that he wasn't okay being here. So this is going off and on in his life for more than a year to a year and a half. And he said he just woke up one morning and had the dark cloud over his head. And, you know, it wasn't any different than yesterday, but today in his heart, it was too much for him to deal with. And he said he took his life. And, Mom, I apologize for, I didn't know that I was going to tear the family in two as much as I'm doing, or I did. But you have to know that I really, truly am much happier now. I'm really much happier. So have the family, you know, give me like till almost Christmas, okay? But I'll do things for them. So you have them talk to me. Does he have like several sisters or aunties? I mean, I see a lot of women more than men in your family.
Yeah, he has a lot of aunts and cousins.
Okay, yeah. And
he has like an adopted grandma.
He really loved that grandma. I mean, he really did. He couldn't have had a better true grandma. You know, sometimes in our lives, our biological family isn't what we would have chosen. But the friends and, you know, what I'm going to say is family of the heart sometimes is closer. And sometimes we need to create that. And that's what she did for him, is to create a grandmother of his heart. So, Mom, stop crying so much. You got the pillow all soaking wet, he said. And he said, you'll get up and take a shower, and then you need to use the towel to wipe your eyes. When you're going through so much trauma like that, if you can find someone who does massage, that does energy work combined with it, it will help shift you from all your sadness. Are you understanding?
Okay.
So realize that that will help you tremendously if you can do that. It'll help you get out of there. And he says, you haven't sung in a while. What does he mean by that? Do you like to hum? Do you like to sing with songs?
I usually sing to the radio.
Okay.
Like whatever songs are on the radio.
He said, start getting your vocal cords warmed up. Start singing. That'll help with the healing too, my dear.
Okay.
He said, for you, watch for feathers. That is him letting you know he's around. This is for the whole family. Watch for feathers.
Okay.
And you're going to find a lot of them. And I'm asking him, I said, sometimes you find a penny heads up. That means that they're saying hello to you. He goes, no, for me, it's feathers.
Okay. All right.
To let you know that he's flying with the angels, Mom. He's flying with the angels. Take care, love.
Thank you, Tanya.
Bye.